The Different Race, a true story, and a beautiful illustration here of a young man and young woman all in their sporting running gear. A special sports day had been organised for some groups of handicapped children. They had gathered on the field, urged on to try their best by the grandstand full of well-wishers and supporters. It came time for one of the running events, and the jostling group of excitable competitors were guided to their positions at the starting line. As clearly as possible, the officials explained the format of the race. There would be a gun start, and the finish line was marked by a tape stretched across the track. The starting shot rang out, and the bunch burst forward, enthusiastically running for all they were worth. The competitors, in brightly coloured outfits, hurtled towards the tape. The crowd cheered encouragement. But suddenly there was a diversion. One young fellow veered out off the track and began moving haphazardly to the side. The onlookers tittered a little as he tenaciously pursued his new trail, delightfully oblivious to his error. The rest of the competitors continued on course, unaware, until one young girl caught a glimpse of her comrade. Suddenly, she too left the track, yelling and gesticulating, running her heart out until she reached the wee man. Scooping up his hand, she then manoeuvred him back, in a rather zigzag fashion, back to the racetrack. By now, the others had long since crossed the finish line. The little champion was happily sporting his winning ribbon and soaking up congratulations. But the attention of the main crowd was elsewhere. All eyes had been riveted on the pair now scampering towards their destination. As they jubilantly threw themselves over the finish line, the crowd stood as one, moved to a thunderous applause, an ovation barely comprehended by those to whom it was given. There was no dispute as to the technical winner of the race that afternoon. However, the true heroine of the day was someone else, the last place getter.